out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their hometowns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. Dear friends and neighbors, siblings in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And also those who are watching by Facebook Live. It's Christmas Eve, and we are all together. Praise God, that didn't happen last December 24th. And thank you to all the people who went into the preparations for this wonderful evening. The people who came in and wrangled with lights and trees. And the people who prepared and hung banners and put up candles around us. And the people who prepared communion that we might share the love of Jesus in a tangible way. This is Christian community. Oh, and the musicians who have been practicing for weeks and hours through those weeks. This is our community's gift to each other and to all of you. Because Christ the Savior is born, and we want to go tell it on the mountain. This Christmas story is not how any other presentation of a deity starts. Back in the day when Jesus was born, the people around him the Greeks and the Romans. They believed in Greek gods and Roman mythology. So the Greeks believed in Zeus and Hermes and Aphrodite and all those, and the Romans had equivalent gods. They had Mars and Jupiter, and I can't even tell you what all of the other ones, but they each had a god for each kind of different thing, for war, for love, for power. And so one of our old seminary professors at Luther Seminary back in the day was pondering this question, and here's how he pictured what was going on with God back in the day. He refers to God as the Ancient of Days. "When I go down," said the Ancient of Days, "on his alabaster throne, showered with light and ringed round by Michael and Gabriel." And if this was daytime, you could see the pictures of Michael and Gabriel in our back window. These are the big archangels named in the Bible, like powerhouse angels. "Michael and Gabriel and Uriel, and all the other elves. When I go down, they'll all use me. And the angels shouted, 'Good glory, Lord. Then why go down? Why not just play peekaboo with the world like Zeus or Poseidon or Apollo?' And God said, 'I was a stranger at Sinai. No one saw me there. With all that lightning, all that thunder and racket, with my head in the ionosphere, my toes in the bathysphere, how could he? I'm going down. For unless one person gets a clean sight of me, unless one heart is given me freely, I am nothing but omnipotence.' And while Gabriel and Michael and Uriel and all the other elves were muttering, 'It'll be the death of him. The ever-living, ever-loving death of him,' he went down. He did what was hardest of all, the hardest thing a god could do. He made a weight he could not lift. He came down, was born like you and me in Jesus, in Bethlehem. He came down. God, and you've heard this before, God, when God wanted the world to know what God would look like with flesh on, God chose the form of a helpless infant. You've got some little kids in here. We all remember what infants are like. They're helpless. They make a lot of noise. And they're needy. They're so needy. Jesus was needy as an infant. And he was born to a woman of very little means. And the first people that heard the good news were shepherds. Don't glorify shepherds, folks. That was an insult. A biblical insult. Shepherds were nothing. Shepherds were smelly and gross and even slept with their sheep. They couldn't even go into the temple. But God came to them. God was announced first to them. It was not the big L's. It was the little people. And the whole host of heaven rejoiced. Glory to God in the highest heaven. And can you imagine It's as the whole host of heaven. It makes me excited just thinking about it. Now, maybe you have a complicated relationship with Jesus. That's okay. Maybe you have a complicated relationship with the institutional church, and somebody asked you, begged you to come here on Christmas Eve. That's okay. Because Jesus is not like the other famous figure of the season. See, apparently this other famous figure of the season asks if you're naughty or nice. It only brings you gifts if you've been nice. Jesus knows. Jesus has already checked the list. But you know what? This is a Lutheran thing. We've all been naughty and nice. Saint and sinner at the same time. And we ask God for forgiveness for our naughtiness. And God says, I already know. I know your heart. And I don't withhold my gifts ever. Wherever your heart is, God so loved the world. The Gospel of Luke says this is good news for all people. All people. There are no insiders or outsiders. Some of us grew up in churches for whom that was not the case. We were told otherwise. But one day, every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus. We don't know what heaven looks like, but we know we are promised that God is with us here and now, in the nitty-gritty, in dirty straw, in a barn full of animals, and with a mother who had to ride a donkey, God only knows how many miles to give birth. God is in the messy stuff with us. And God loves us. Read the hymns of the season. There's a whole section, you know, in our hymn, the Christian poetic witness to Christmas, because none of us can put this wonder adequately into words, but when we read all of them together, we get just a taste for how wonderful God's love is. In Revelation, okay, that last book of the Bible, it scares a lot of people. It's a book of hope. And there's a picture there that every creature on heaven and earth and under the earth, one day will be around the throne worshiping God. And we'll be singing with the angels, and we practice this song when we share communion together. With the angels, the archangels, and the whole host of heaven, we join the heavenly host and sing the unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of his glory. And I love, and I've said this before, and I don't want to get embarrassed, but I love that Amber pulls out all the stops. Because Christmas, for many of us, is also a time when we remember the people who aren't here with us anymore. But when we sing the holy, 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 we are reminded of the hope that is within us. With heaven and earth, all the heavenly creatures, we sing, we join them in their unending. This peace came first in a time and a place that has no electric lights, but the light of Christ came into the world for people who were ready to notice the light in the darkness. Dear friends in Christ, the peace of this Christ, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen.